Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 May, 2023. You're listening to Financial Survival. And we, you know that Melly will be joining us after the first segment of the program. And for the first segment, we're going to have, as always, our good friend with Pac Therapy. We're going to talk to Wendy Wilson. And boy, has she got some news to share with you today. Wait till you hear this. I mean, really. But let's get to everything. We'll start off first with the markets, with the metals. And this is, I think, excellent news. Gold was down actually $5.05 today. But, folks, it's still $2,031.22, about 40 bucks away from a record. It was down a little bit. Silver's down 21 cents and still over 25.42. Platinum was up $9 to $11.14. Palladium was up $33, folks, to $15.36. So the hammer gold down a few dollars and silver down a few cents, and they're still doing very well. The Dow was up a little 7 points to 33,569. The NASDAQ was up 147 points to 12,327. S&P was up 25 points to 41,44. FTSE was down 0.29% to 77,41. The DAX was down 0.37% to 15,896. Hang Seng was down 0.53% to 1972. And Nikkei was down 0.41% to 29,122. USDX was also down 0.18 to 101.43. I'm sorry. And oil was down $1.02 to 72.69. And 10-year yield was also down 0.68% to 3.454%. So there you go. The market's basically steady. Gold and silver is slightly down, but still high. Looking good. Platinum, palladium, gaining ground pretty quickly here. So there you go. We're going to talk to our guest now. As always, well, she's no longer a guest. She's part of the family. We're going to talk to Wendy Wilson. Wendy, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Good to be with you and all your listeners.
Well, good to have you. And I do mean that. And your topic today really, I mean, you had four or five of them. I had a hard time picking any of them, but they're all good. But we're going to start with one I think is interesting, kind of scary, but interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Fountain of Youth, because over the centuries, man has been, you know, searching for that elusive Fountain of Youth. And but, you know, the cosmetic industry market, well, their marketing embraces the notion of everlasting youth and beauty to the tune of about $80 billion a year. So science is always looking for a way to control longevity. So whether it is editing your genes, the telomeres, influencing your enzymes or antioxidants, it's all about profits, though, in the end. So this is new research, May 2023, and study finds, and they reported that science is working on blocking an RNA molecule that would allow humans to live longer. So science is referring to this as the fountain of youth molecule. So according to the science, our body will produce this microRNA molecule, and they're calling it 141-3P, and seems to contribute to aging, the aging process. So the research is being done at Augusta University in Georgia, and the scientists think that the microRNA molecule is linked to the health conditions that older adults tend to deal with. So, and I'm sure science is going to try to pull this one off, and they're going to sell the gene editing to senior citizens in order to, for them to, let's say, avoid things like inflammation, muscle loss, and bone loss. So that would be a big deal. No osteoporosis. The men can keep their muscle mass. No inflammation that can lead to a lot of problems like gout and arthritis and things that older folks tend to get. Here's a quote from one of the lead researchers on the study at Augusta University. This is Sadana Fizzle. He says, "We want to suppress the microRNA 141-3P gene." So most of the research on this microRNA gene is kind of a model to modify an overexpressed or a elevated form of the gene. Now remember that. So they're suppressing an elevated form or an overexpressed form of this gene. So I'm asking, what could be elevating this gene to supposedly cause some aging conditions? Well, because not all elderly have age-related conditions, and according to January 2022 Journal of Hepatology, it is swelling or stretching of this gene that is causing the elevated form of the gene that is bringing about, they say, the age-related conditions. Therefore, I'm saying, well, why don't you find out what's causing that to stretch or swell or elevate this gene, and perhaps then your elder conditions wouldn't manifest. But that's not how science thinks, see. As we know, scientific medicine is really about making lots of money, and disease prevention does not make them lots of money. So here's a quote from the Dr. Fizzle again. He says, "We discover ways to try to prevent damage rather than bring the body back to normal," end of quote. Well, that should say it all right there. They're not interested in bringing you back to your original wellness state. By the way, that's a scientific definition of a cure. So the research did get published in the May 2023 Journal of Aging and Disease. But I'm going to take you a little further back to 2014. In July 2014, I was reporting on a lot of the farming problems in the United States due to overuse of farming fertilizers and pesticides. So we have soil that isn't real healthy, and crops are not healthy coming from soil like this. And, you know, bugs are attracted to sick plants. Therefore, farmers are using more pesticides on those type of crops. So without healthy soil, we have crops with depleted nutrition, and one is phosphorus. So when you have healthy soil, it will have adequate amounts of phosphorus and iron and calcium and so forth. So nutrients are required for good health and longevity, and humans age faster without this type of nutrition. So really, we have a health crisis that is starting with the soil. So October 2020, the National Geographic reported on our U.S. farms are faced with a phosphorus crisis due to overuse of fertilizer. So without the proper nutrition, the roots and the shoots of your crops suffer. So if you have a lack of this nutrition, it inhibits growth. It produces dull, dark leaves, which appear on the oldest part of the plant. So aside from the petrochemical therapies that are draining people of minerals, then you've got crops that are devoid of a lot of the minerals. So why is phosphorus important for humans? Phosphorus is a nonmetal energy nutrient. It's a negatively charged ion, and it likes to combine to other metals and organic acids to support many chemical reactions in your body. So phosphorus and calcium will make up a majority of your skeletal system. So if you take away, if you're taking any B vitamins, it's only going to be effective if you have phosphorus in your system. So phosphorus likes to combine with four oxygen atoms to form this phosphate ion. And phosphate is also a major part of your coenzyme adenosine, and it will also find it in your blood and in the cells, and it acts kind of like an energy catalyst. So if you don't have phosphorus, you're going to be low in energy. So we're going to find phosphorus in some healthy foods normally. Very unlikely that you would be phosphorus deficient, but in today's agriculture and with lifelong pharmaceutical drugs and over-the-counter medicines like antacids, which tend to block your absorption of phosphorus. So in healthy soil, plants store large amounts of phosphate in order for them to reproduce. So phosphate is essential to transfer energy throughout the plant. So we have a real problem. Science isn't giving us any help here. So let's look at some of the herbs that are really going to be high in phosphate. You want very high phosphate-rich herbs, so they're going to be like 600 to over 1,000 milligrams. Your high phosphate herbs will be 300 to 600 milligrams. So your very high herbs are going to be peppermint, milk thistle, Siberian ginseng, and fennel. And guess what? Phosphate helps the joints. How many people are having knee replacement and hip replacement surgeries?
Yes.
Right? So I like to tap into the phosphorus-rich herbs to help tired, popping, swollen, weak joints. And sometimes your calcium supplements are not enough, and you have to add this phosphate and these phosphate herbs that are rich in an energy nutrient source. It speeds up the process of rebuilding tissues. So peppermint is an herb with a lot of analgesic effect. It helps block pain without disrupting the central nervous system. So therefore, your peppermint is going to reduce inflammation and swelling, and especially in your joints. So peppermint's a really great herb to use in place of, let's say, narcotics. And if there are, let's say there's fluid on the joint, then I may add a little herb called lobelia, which takes the fluid away, works like, it works on edema. So don't use lobelia, though, for swelling and fluids if you are on diuretics, water pills. They're too much alike. So your phosphate-rich herbs, guess what they also do, Pastor Butch? They help you lose weight.
I like that idea.
So if you use phosphate herbs, let's say like your peppermint, your milk thistle, ginseng, fennel, interesting, the first three herbs are going to help you lose extra weight that you may be hard to shed. So if you add maybe, let's say, dandelion root, you can actually maximize your weight loss effort. So adding some dandelion to those is helpful. So your peppermint improves your digestion, stimulates circulation, and it reduces bloating and also controls your appetite. And your fennel seed, you can add that, and it will maximize your appetite control, because the Puritans, when they did fasting, would kind of chew on fennel seeds to help with appetite.
Hmm.
So fennel is a very, very cool herb. It has lots of rich oils in it. It reduces that sensation of wanting to overeat, and that gets rid of that bloated, hungry feeling as well. Stimulates your pancreas and increases your secretions to improve your transit time in your digestive tract. So, you know, food's not sitting there like a lump. And it has lots of nice oils that help with the bacterial floras of your digestive tract, which is important to have if you want to extract protein from food. The milk thistle is one of my favorite to help the liver out, and it also helps purge toxins and helps things regenerate quickly. So it improves the organs' ability to cleanse the blood, cleanse away fats, purify the blood, carry more energy. It has a lot of antioxidants in it, and phosphorus, oxygen ions, helps balance and prevent all those free radicals as well. So milk thistle's got a lot of power. Your ginseng, you've probably heard a lot about ginseng. They're very much a stimulant. So if you have a weak heart, you may want to avoid ginsengs. But ginseng does have that effect to give you more energy on a cellular level, so you feel peppier. Excellent for balancing blood pressure and blood sugars as well. Helps. It has adaptogen cells in it to help remove that stress feeling that you may be feeling. Increases your ability to have efficient immune system function. So I like to add a lot of ginsengs to my immune support herbs because it just magnifies the power of those. helps the gland system out as well. And last but not least, your dandelion root has a very long history of helping with inflammation. So they used to get this for fatty livers. Helps remove the fat from the fatty. Now, if you don't know what a fatty liver can do, it can lead you to sclerosis of the liver, where it scars the tissue of the organ. So that's a big deal to avoid that if you have fatty livers, is dandelion. It also helps with rheumatism. People suffer as they age with things like that. And it's also recently been found by Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada, that it kills all known cancer cells, which is a huge discovery. So it has more of an alkaline effect. So if you think you're too acidic, dandelion may be an herb to look at. And you may want to avoid it, though, if you're allergic to ragweed. So you may have a reaction to that. So I say skip the gene edits, you know, and yes. Get some organic foods in the diet. If you can't find it, grow it yourself. I'm sprouting some things right now in my kitchen. I've got some cucumbers and carrots and onions and things that I've been sprouting from the garden. And it's kind of a neat little thing. You grow things, don't you, Pastor Butch? You grow things?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's sort of like you're having a little project with God, and you see these things just blossom and grow and sprout. It's kind of cool. It comes from a little seed, and all of a sudden you got this green leaf coming up. It's really quite an empowering moment to see that. Now, do you know what to do if you got old seeds, Pastor Butch, if your seeds like kind of got – they've been around too long?
No, what?
They're hard to sprout. Old seeds are harder to sprout. So what you can do is take a little piece of sandpaper or an emery board, and you kind of scratch the surface of the seed, if you can. The tiny ones you won't be able to, but the larger ones you can. And then what you do is put it in a wet paper towel, fold the paper towel over, put the paper towel in a Ziploc bag, and leave it in a sunny spot, but not direct sun. And usually within 5 days, you get sprouts.
Wow, isn't that amazing? You know, mm-hmm. and seeds are so resilient. I mean, they can lay dormant for 1,000 years and still sprout later on.
Yeah, no, what I did in the wintertime, if let's say I want to sprout something like trees, like apple trees, fruit trees, I'll put the Ziploc bag with the wet paper towel and the seed in the refrigerator, and I'll let it be in there for a while. It takes a little bit longer to sprout, but it does do the job in the winter. I'll do that. Not as much sun, so it just seems to sprout in the fridge for some reason. I've been growing some apple trees too, so love to see things blossom and grow. I think it just makes you happier. I think people who garden, I think I did a show on that. People who garden are happier, you know. So
stress levels down. Actually, stress levels come down. It does.
So we really have to protect our soil and in order for us to be healthy. So you want nutrient-rich foods to eat. And science has shown in a study recently that if you go to a healthier diet in six days, it changes DNA for the better. So you have a lot of power with just food. Now add your medicinal plants, which have a lot of power in them. Imagine what you can accomplish with healthy foods and medicinals. And this is what the Bible's been trying to say. From Genesis to Revelation, hey, use the herbs, use my plants. I've given these for, you know, nutrient-rich. I've designed them. I designed the healthy body, so God knows what we need to put in this system and keep the temple healthy for the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And, you know, it's amazing to me the things that people think are weeds and dig them out of the yard, like dandelion. Dandelion blooms are delicious. The leaves make good salad. The roots are good for you. I mean, so many different. We can name different things that we think is trice. The stinging nettles are excellent. So I mean, these are things that we just look at as they're just trice. Just mow them down. But they're actually food for us.
Yeah, herbs are here for the service of man, healing of the nations. God said that, and He can't lie. And so I say tap into them because we've got the highest authority that promises wellness. And so I'm going to believe in that. My faith lies in that. And we're also having a Mother's Day sale at Apothecary Herbs. It runs through the 14th, so it's 20% off. Details are on our website at thepowerherbs.com. Or folks can give us a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and also get a free product catalog if they don't have one.
All right, folks. I don't know if she can tell you. I mean – seriously, and we offer a book through our ministry here, Melody. It's called Backyard Medicine.
Yeah.
Excellent book on what's in your backyard that you can, even if you live in a city, what grows in the parks and stuff, if you're allowed to pick it, or you corner a lot, you can get and actually get food and nourishment out of it. Folks, these things are common, and they should be common knowledge. When I grew up, we did a lot more of it than we do now, but the common knowledge. Wendy Wilson, thank you so much.
All righty. We'll talk soon.
See you next week. Folks, back at the break, a lot of news to cover, and we'll bring up our real host. We'll bring up Melody Searsham. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
All righty, folks, we are back, and guess who's joining us this segment? We're going to bring up Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver is going to join us right now for the rest of the program. And you do need to call her because I just reported to you the gold lost by $5, but still up to $21.31.22, almost a record high, even with losing $5. You need to give her a call at 800-375-4188. And if you can't afford the gold, ask about silver. Silver is down 21 cents. It's still above $25. So I think we're going to see the metals do a lot of good. And, of course, palladium and platinum both were up today. So need to call her. I would ask some questions, whether you can afford $100 or $10,000, whatever you can do. Talk to Melody Cederstrom. You're not beat her deals anywhere. Mel, are you with us now?
I am. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you just fine.
All right.
Just fine. You sound just clear as a bell. So how's your day been so far?
Oh, it's been a great day here at Discount Good. Gold and Silver. And I had someone bring me an example. I'm not going to say who the company is, but he says he's been buying from a place out of Florida and buying silver rounds. And they say that you send me the money and then we'll make them for you. They're made as you purchase them, which is a new one on me. I've never heard that one before, but he has gotten his product before, except now they're running really, really, really late. So I told him he really needs to stay on them. And this is what happens. You know, as long as, you know, markets are active and busy, markets go up and down. Even business goes up and down. We have slow times, busy times, super busy, super slow. I mean, it's a regular business. So what happens is these dealers, and when things have been really busy, and that's what we've seen, everything's good. New money is buying old product. Nobody is delayed in their shipping. Everything gets going pretty fast. But then things slow down. Then the metals goes through a slow spell. And now all of a sudden, you don't have that new money coming in to pay for that old product. And then you don't get shipped. And if it goes on too long, well, then usually the company will go, you know, delayed shipping goes from 1 month to 2 months to 6 months to 8 months. And then maybe you'll get your product or maybe you'll get some of your money back. Those are the signs. Now, it's one thing when people lock in with me, I know if there's a product that's going to be delayed, you know, so the product is purchased, you know, we just have to wait for it to come from the mint. That's okay, because it's all bought and purchased, and we're just waiting for the product to be delivered. And you know at that point in time, you own it, and you're going to get it. But some of this other stuff, I've never heard of silver rounds being manufactured on demand. So if I wanted a box of silver rounds, 500, I'd send you the money, and then you'd go out and have them made.
That sounds a little shaky to me, to tell you the truth.
Well, I'm just sharing an experience that one of my clients is experiencing before he found me. This is where he was buying his silver. So, you know, and this is what he's experiencing now. So,
and what is silver round going for now?
$30.
$30. That's not a bad deal, actually. That's pretty good.
No.
Mm-mm. That's an ounce of silver, folks. It is. And the silver dollar, the Eagle's going for...
They're still hefty.
Still hefty.
They're still 40, 41.
Gee, big difference there.
Yes.
Big difference there. And if I would ask you what you recommend today, which one would you recommend?
It depends on the person who's purchasing. If they have no silver Eagles, I would say get some silver Eagles. And it depends on how much you're looking to purchase, too. I mean, if someone is purchasing 20, just buy silver Eagles. But if you're buying a box of 500, then it pays to look at the difference. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, or two boxes or three boxes. So, you know, then it makes a difference. You can always cost average your silver Eagles down by buying the silver rounds. Because remember, folks, the ultimate reason you're buying silver is for the investment. It's for when it goes up and the gains that it's going to have. Everything else follows after that. You know, using it, bartering, everything else. You know, and it's good to have both. You know, it gives you a little bit of, choice when it comes to if you do get down to that bartering type of a situation, you have something to offer somebody. So if they say, well, I don't want a round, well, okay, here's a silver Eagle. Okay. I don't want that silver Eagle. Here's a round. Okay. So, and that's what bartering is all about. That's always a tough question because I don't fit everybody and everything into a square peg.
Well, I guess everybody's different. Running on a budget, the rounds would be a good, if you run on a tight budget, the rounds would be a good deal, period, wouldn't they?
Well, sure. It's better than having nothing. Exactly. Better than having nothing.
I mean, they are silver. They are silver, so yes.
But I mean, and, you know, I mean, if you spend the same amount of money, yeah, you can get a few extra ounces of silver. Absolutely. But it does depend on what you already have, what your future plans are. Is this a one-time buy? Or are you looking to add multiple purchases going forward? So there's a lot of things that should come in when you're making those decisions.
See, folks, I told you can trust her, and she would talk to you straight up and down, tell you what she thinks is best. Now, that's the kind of lady she is. She's not trying to pressure you into buying anything. She don't have a special coin today. That's 1/200th of an ounce you can get today for $39.95. She doesn't have that.
No.
This is the kind of lady that I like to deal with, and I would suggest you do it too. If you want to spend your hard-earned dollars, and I mean they're hard-earned, and getting tighter every day, I will call Melody Seastrom for the absolute truth and rock-bottom prices, and that's what I would do, and that's what I do. Go ahead, Melody, and then we'll get started on some news if you want.
All right. Well, I just wanted to – I don't know if you're – inflation today. We got the CPI out today, and it supposedly it eased to 4.9% in April, less than expectations, or right in at expectations. It depends on where you're reading it from. This is from CNBC, other places you'll read, you know, it matched expectations. So it wasn't any surprise in either direction. It was pushed higher by rising shelter. The consumer price index rose 0.4% last month. That was pushed higher by rising shelter, used vehicle, and gas prices. The increase was in line. On an annual basis, the inflation rate was 4.9%. For workers, real average hourly earnings adjusted for inflation rose 0.4% for the month, but we're still down 0.5% from a year ago. So, okay, there you go. Does that sound like your wages are keeping up with inflation? No, and that's the problem. That's a big problem for many, many people. But just so you know, the Consumer Price Index is a measure of the cost of a broad swath of goods and services. This was reported by the Labor Department today. So we have another inflation report coming out tomorrow. So,
you think the Fed is through increasing hikes for the interest for a while?
You know, I don't know. I don't think it really matters.
I think it's got to the point now that it probably really doesn't matter at all. Unless you want to make, it's going to get worse. If they raise it, it's going to make things worse for bankers and businesses. If they don't raise it, it's going to make matters worse anyway. So they're not going to win this time, I don't think. But I don't think they're going to turn this thing around this time at all. I don't think it's possible. We'll see. They may pull a rabbit out of the hat, but I don't think so.
I mean, there are certain things that we see. There was of the six grocery store indexes the Bureau of Labor Statistics uses to compute food prices, four showed declines. Milk, for instance, fell 2%. But how much did it go up? And this was the biggest monthly drop since February of 2015.
If you go up 30% and drop 2%, you haven't made a whole lot of difference, have you?
Egg prices, of course, was one of the biggest gainers in the food index over the past year, the one everybody paid attention to. That only fell 1.5%, taking the annual gain down to 21%. So that's still up 21%. Food prices, you can take one product or two products and you might see a decline. Of course, they're always going to use those in order to, figure the equation and get their little get them in a little sweet spot for them. But, overall, things haven't improved that much.
I totally agree. I'm going to start today with something. You're not old enough to remember being 39 years old, but I remember this. Didn't know what it meant, but I remember this. This is part of a speech made by John Fitzgerald Kennedy back on April 27th, 1961. And this is what he had to say. Now, folks, pay attention to this. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by in every newspaper. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding a sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It's a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War, in short, with a wartime discipline no democracy would ever hope or wish to match. On November 22, 1963, JFK was assassinated on a motorcade passing through Dealey Plaza in downtown Dallas, Texas. So he made this speech in 61, was shot in 63. He was going to expose some things, Mildy. As Eisenhower tried to do when he left office about the military-industrial complex. Well, Kennedy covered that and more in this little short speech, and trying to warn the people this was the world and the nation was being taken down by highly secret organizations with more influence than any democracy could ever hope to match. And he warned us about that, and it cost him his life. So I just thought I'd share that, folks. This was 1961. That's a long time ago. And we were warned and didn't pay heed. And here we are today. Got anything you want to add to that?
We get lots of warnings from a lot of good people throughout the years and throughout the decades and even a century or two, we get warnings and messages and so forth. So,
unfortunately, it's either people aren't listening or don't understand or don't care. Combination of all three, maybe. I don't know.
Probably.
But when you read this article like this right here, central bank buying, now folks, pay attention, central bank gold buying off to a record start in 2023, led by Singapore. If banks are buying gold at record paces, don't you think that should tell us something about our personal finances? It may not be the off-the-charts gold buying observed in the second half of 2022, but central bank gold buying made a blistering start to 2023, which, according to the latest report from the World Gold Council, demand for the hard currency by the world's money printing authorities reached 228 tons in Q1, and about a 176% increase compared to 82.7 tons a year ago. While lower than the figures seen in the previous two quarters, this was nonetheless the strongest first quarter on record. According to WGC, this is all the more impressive considering it follows a record-breaking pace of demand last year. Melody, somebody that's at the money powers, the banksters, realize something's coming down, and they're buying gold by the tons at record paces. Shouldn't we, as just common, ordinary people that are not by any means one of the billionaires in the country or millionaires, not pay attention to this?
You know, it's just it gives us an idea, and they always prepare first. The citizens are always the last to do anything, and they're the ones that get hurt the most. So you have the governments that will get fixed first, then you get the wealthy people get first. It's almost like a chain. Everybody prepares, and, you know, they'll give you little signs, and, you know, that's why a lot of these financial planners and so forth, that they'll come out and say, yeah, we're going to have a hard landing and so forth and whatnot. Well, they're telling you. Nobody pays attention to them, though, because they get, you know, they get ridiculed in the mainstream media. But everything is there for us to see and do something about. And
these banks are not going to distribute this gold. They're going to hoard this gold for something. Use it for their own financial gain somehow. With what, I really don't know how that's going to work. But they're not buying it to make real money out of it. They're buying it to protect themselves from fiat currencies, I'm sure. But what are they buying it for? They're buying it by the tons, which, of course, makes the price of gold eventually go up, which is good for those who have a few dollars of gold. But, again, we need to pay attention to this, because I'm going to read an article in a minute about what Texas has done that should impress all of us. It does me. Now, folks, this next article, I may not get through this segment, but I'm going to get into it. Now, Melody, this is really interesting. U.S. government may freeze American bank withdrawals as currency panic and the capital flight mounts. Let me repeat the headline. U.S. government may freeze American bank withdrawals as currency panic and capital flight mounts. Wow. Hedge fund manager and macroeconomic expert Hugh Hendry just issued a major warning on the U.S. banking system and the American economy as a whole. In a new interview on Bloomberg Markets, Hendry says mass panic and capital flight away from the U.S. banking sector is entirely justified. I like that, folks. He didn't say it's nonsense. He says justified. Henry says a further decline in the M2 money supply, which in part tracks money in liquid checking accounts, could convince the U.S. government to step in and prevent citizens from taking their capital out of the banking system. I won't stop at that right now because we're going to break a second, but this is too important. I have to rush through this. So the government can step in and not allow you to take your funds out of the banking system.
What's interesting about that, Butch, is number one, it's a Bloomberg interview.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we'll talk about it when we get back from break. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back. And I was waiting for Millie to bring us in. She didn't do it, so here
I was
is.
Waiting for you.
Okay. Anyway, we're glad you're back with us, folks. We're in the middle of a very important article. I read part of it already. Then we'll have Millie to make a point that she made during the break that I didn't think of, but we'll let her share it. You know, this study somewhat amazed me. Sometimes she's fairly intelligent. She really is. But anyway, I just read to you what's going to happen and prevent citizens from taking their capital out of the banking system. Now, folks, this is written by Bloomberg from a guy that before probably would poo-poo us for saying this, but now they're saying it. Sometimes it's kind of relevant to panic. I would recommend you panic. You've seen the biggest waterfall decline in the M2 right now. M2 is deposits, not loans. That's the deposits fleeing the system and going into money market funds. That could reach a crescendo where the Treasury and the Fed may have to come in and actually restrict your right as a U.S. citizen to pull money out of the U.S. banking sector. Let that sink in. Henry says capital flight from U.S. banks is not solely about fears on whether the FDIC will insure deposits to above $250,000, and a blanket guarantee on deposits will not solve the problem. There's a capital flight. Deposit flight from the banking sector is seeking yield. One fear that, I don't say this lightly, but in 1934, the Federal Reserve Act confiscated gold from U.S. citizens. We're at the point where the Fed and Treasury officials, I'm sure, are having to consider a gate lock on U.S. bank deposits. How serious is that, and how much more straightforward can a man make it? When Bloomberg reports it, you know, folks, there's something behind the scenes, because Bloomberg generally would not, they would think this is all insane. And you, Henry, I don't know much about him, but he's always, I think, tended to the other side a little bit. And now he's telling us, get your money out of the bank now. There's going to be a bank bail-in, quite probably. And you said freeze accounts, and you made a very good point there. What's it mean to freeze the accounts? Or why would they freeze accounts?
Well, in today's world, there's a lot of people that do their banking by computers, online banking, and they can transfer those funds out of there, and you know, in just 2 seconds. So before, they used to lock the door at your bank, and you just didn't have access to your accounts. And they didn't have to worry about freezing them. So for someone to talk about banks actually freezing them, it's to keep people and businesses from having access through the online capabilities, the banking capabilities online. So so it just adds more credit to what he is talking about, because they will be freezing the accounts. So no one has access. They don't have to lock. Well, they'll still lock the doors, or people would bombard them and who knows what would happen, but so they'll do both.
So people couldn't get food, money to buy food, pay the power bill, pay their taxes. Businesses can pay their employees. So it would be one huge economic catastrophe, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. So
folks, pay attention. This article by Peter Schiff says the U.S. is at a financial crisis worse than 2008. Now, I remember 2008. I remember even Colorado City, Colorado Springs, shutting off power, shutting off streetlights, every other one to save money. 2008. This is going to be worse. During the post-FOMC meeting press conference, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell insisted that the U.S. banking system is resilient and sound. He said this despite the failure of First Republic Bank just days before the Fed meeting. Peter Schiff appeared on the Klaman countdown on Fox News and argued that Powell and others are wrong. He said the U.S. economy is a financial crisis worse than 2008. Andy Bremer, head of international fixed income at National Alliance Securities, also appeared in the segment. He started things off by saying, problems in the banking sector are not over by a long shot. Liz Klaman asked Peter why the Fed raised rates another 25 basis points despite the shakiness in the banking sector. Peter said they did it because that's exactly what the market expected. That's what the Fed does, what the markets expect. But Peter said the move by the Fed isn't going to do anything to bring inflation down. The elephant in the room with respect to inflation is the fiscal policy, the debt, not the ceiling, but the fact that we're running these massive deficits. But until the federal government reduces spending, these quarter-point increases are going to be completely ineffective. Peter said the problem is Powell refuses to call Congress out and mention that the driving force behind all this inflation is reckless government spending. And I totally agree with that, folks. And as long as the government keeps spending, inflation is going to get worse, and so is the current financial crisis. Nobody wants to admit we're in a financial crisis. It's worse than the one we had in 2008. It's just getting started. Ultimately, the Fed's going to cut, but it's going to be a cut. But it's going to cut as inflation is accelerating. So I think he's right. I don't think this is fixable this time. Not in the way we've done it over the past couple hundred years. I don't think it's fixable. At least the past around 50 years, it's not fixable. And I tell you again, prepare yourself, folks. But if you do it, get some precious metals ASAP. Make sure you have some storable food on hand. A water filter the water off your roof or out of a creek. Get something that you depend on. Get you something that you can survive without electricity for a while. Melanie, this in my mind, this is my spirit, in my gut, I'll say, I feel something, a catastrophe coming, and I don't think it's years away. Do you?
No, I mean, I don't. But I've been in the same place before and thought the same thing. We don't know their time schedule. We don't. But I do think that Biden has a time schedule. I mean, look at everything else and look at what this administration is doing. And to me, that is a pretty good signal on a time frame. I don't think any other, you know, well, we know a Republican, I shouldn't say that, but if a Republican was in office, I mean, it might still be done, but it would certainly be slowed down. And there seems to be an urgency this time around that I don't recall as much before. So, and all the lines, all the dots are being connected.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
They are.
So
quickly.
A little bit different than times past. So,
you know, used to be months in between these things. Now it's a matter of hours. Unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah.
Texas committee passes bill to create, now pay attention, 100% reserve gold and silver-backed transactional currencies. How that's going to work, how they're going to find the supply to do that with as far as gold and silver, I don't know. But on May 2nd, a Texas House committee passed a bill to create 100% reserve in gold and silver-backed current transactional currencies. Enactment of this legislation would create an option for people to conduct business in sound money, set the stage to undermine the Federal Reserve's monopoly on money, and possibly create a viable alternative to a central bank digital currency. Now, folks, the Fed and the world powers is not going to sit back and let this happen. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but they're going to do some nasty things to stop it. What could it be? I don't know, but it's kind of scary to think about it. Representative Mark D'Orazio, Republican, introduced HB 4903 on March 10th, and has since garnered a bipartisan coalition of 42 co-sponsors. Legislation would require the state comptroller to establish and provide for the issuance of gold and silver specie, and also establish digital currencies that are 100% backed by gold and silver and 100% redeemable in cash, gold, or silver. Let me repeat that. The legislation would require the state comptroller to establish and provide for the issuance of gold and silver specie, and also establish digital currencies that are 100% backed by gold and silver and 100% redeemable in cash, gold, or silver. Specie is defined as a precious metal stamped into coins of uniform shape, size, design, content, and purity, suitable for customarily used as a currency, as a medium of exchange, or as the medium for purchase, sale, storage, transfer, or delivery of precious metals, retail, or wholesale transactions. Establishing gold and silver specie, the comptroller would be required to authorize a Texas bullion depository as issuer and ensure that the holder of the specie may be used the specie as legal tender in payment of debt and readily transfer the specie to another person. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Good for them. Go Texas. Any comments, Melody?
Now, we've seen various states do various types of legislation and so forth, and I think it's all good. And again, it just goes to show you just how important holding gold and silver is. Governments have not given up on it. Governments still follow gold, particularly gold, very carefully. They get it. They don't want you to own it.
There you go. That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. Despair, economic despair, is rapidly spreading as the cost of living rises to extremely oppressive levels. The new economic downturn is starting to bite, and we are starting to see signs of severe pain all over the nation. In fact, unless you are independently wealthy, you are likely feeling pain too. The cost of living has risen to extreme oppressive levels, and this has happened at a time when close to two-thirds of the country was already living paycheck to paycheck. As a result, many Americans are having their finances stretched to the breaking point, and means of them are reaching out for help. For example, on Saturday morning, the line of people waiting for their assistance at the Boston's largest food pantry stretched the length of two football fields. But it isn't just those that are unemployed or that are on government assistance that are hurting. One food bank in Colorado, military families, teachers, nurses, and even dual-income couples are now coming for help. Folks, Colorado was a wealthy state. I mean, property values, they were going through the roof, and they're building every day like nobody's business. We've seen young full-time employees who are for the first time facing hard decisions. Are going to buy food or pay our utility bills? We witnessed this kind of suffering in 2008, 2009, but at that time, food prices were at least relatively stable. Here in 2023, food prices have already surged to an absurd levels, and they continue to go higher at a very alarming pace. In the first quarter alone, a global food maker, Nestle SA, reported rising prices in North America 12.4% compared to last year. Unilever PLC raises prices 13.4% globally in its food division. Okay, so the price stays from down 2% or whatever. And it's not reflecting too much in overall cost. So people are actually hurting, even in states that were one-time prosperous states. And teachers, military families, nurses, all of them, even dual-income families, are now going to the food banks to get something to eat. Veldy?
Yes?
Go ahead.
You want me to make a comment? Well, you know, I mentioned it a little bit ago, the report that came in where, you know, food prices have come down a little, but they're not coming down a lot. And other ones are going up. It's here to stay. And, you know, we focused on the gasoline prices because, you know, they went up so dramatically. You know, then they fell back due to a lot of reasons, not because of it being done naturally or, you know, I guess you'd want to call it the free market. They would be a lot higher. We emptied out our reserve oil to help prices go down. Our stronger dollar made prices go down, you know, that they were able to manipulate to the strong up to the upside, regardless of what happens to other nations, because we manipulated our currencies to the upside. A lot of countries, you know, will manipulate their currencies to the downside. But, you know, it's there.
Yes,
but
it
they
is.
Try to change it so you don't notice it.
I got time for one more quick one here. California defaults on $18.6 billion in debt, saddling employers with the expense. California's recent decision not to pay back some $20 billion borrowed from the federal government to cover unemployment benefits during the pandemic will fall on the shoulders of employers, according to experts. The state should have taken care of this loan when the COVID money it received from the government in 2021, said Mark Joffe, policy analyst at Cato Institute, a public policy think tank headquartered in Washington, D.C. In the state's proposed 2023 budget, $750 million was allocated to start paying down their loans until Governor Gavin Newsom nixed the provision in early January, leaving businesses in the state responsible for the loans as mandated by federal regulations. So the federal unemployment tax rate of 0.6% will increase by 0.3% per year starting in 2023 until the loan is extinguished. California just is not really an employer-friendly state. There's another burden, folks, on the employers and the people who end up paying the long run anyway. Melody, we're about out of time. What do you want to say on that?
No, I mean, absolutely. It's just, hey, it always funnels down to the taxpayer.
Yes, it does.
Always. Yeah. And, you know, they can come out and say, well, you know, taxpayers don't have to pay for it. You're paying for it one way or another. You know, so we'll see, but we are out of time. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.